Welcome to Maryland Solutions with Reverend Marilyn, the speaker for the new millennium. Join Marilyn as she talks with guests offering a wide range of talents and information. And now, here's Marilyn.
Welcome, everybody, to Maryland Solutions. I'm so glad you're with me today, and joining us with is Dr. Gladys McGarry, MD and MD in holistic medicine. And I want you to write this number down and call in with your dreams today. She's willing to help you understand them and to explain them. So the phone number for Pierce County is 253-584-1480. Pierce County, 253-584-1480. And in King County, toll-free, don't even dial 1. It's 253-804-5765. King County, 253-804-5765. I want to remind my listeners that we are being sponsored by Evelyn Mulvey's Counseling, and she is available to help you. You can contact her over email, putting in evelynmulvey.careofhotmail.com for your problems and concerns. Remember, Crystal Voyage is available for your metaphysical supplies and gifts. You can call her at 253-272-GEMS at Freight House Square in Tacoma. And Olala Recovery Centers are there to help you with your recovery problems. You can dial 1-800-882-6201, and they'll be glad to help you with your questions and concerns in recovery. I would really am pleased, so pleased, to be able to introduce to all my listeners today Dr. Gladys McGarry, who is internationally known for her pioneering work in holistic medicine, natural birthing, and physician-patient partnership. She is a founding member and past president of the American Holistic Medical Association. She is a member of the International Advisory Board for the recently formed Institute for Natural Healing. Her work through the Gladys Taylor McGarry Medical Foundation has helped to expand the knowledge and application of holistic principles through scientific research and education. She is past president of the Arizona Board of Homeopathic Medical Examiners, a member of the Board of Directors of the American Board of Holistic Medicine, and on the advisory board of Arizona State University East. She has been a family physician for 50 years, and she and her daughter have a joint practice, the Scottsdale Holistic Medical Group in Scottsdale, Arizona. She lectures internationally at health conferences and is the author of numerous articles and books. I wish to introduce Dr. Gladys McGarry to my show today, and we're so glad to have you here with us, Dr. Gladys.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
I know you have so much to share with our listeners, and I certainly hope they will take this advantage to find out more about their dreams while we're on the air today.
That would be fun.
I have gotten to know you a little bit when you have spoken at a few retreats that I've attended, and you have such an interesting background in growing up. I thought you might want to share some of that with our listeners and how that has influenced your current profession.
Yeah, I was born in raised in India. I was blessed with parents who were both physicians, and went out to India in 1914, right in the middle of World War One. And I was, actually, my mother went into labor with me at the Taj Mahal, which is kind of a fun thing.
Ooh, that's exciting.
But we grew up there, and my parents took their medical work back into the jungles of India. We lived in tents in the wintertime, and they did their medical work. I knew when I was 2 years old that I was going to be a doctor. It wasn't a question of choice. I mean, it was something that I was going to do. As a matter of fact, my daughter, who is my partner here, did the same thing. When she was two, she announced that she was going to be a doctor. Kind of like a family disease, you know.
I don't think it's a disease. Oh.
This is what happens to you. So I came to the States when I was 16 to start college, and then was married while I was, after college, and went into medical school. And I've been in the practice of medicine now since 1946. So, it's kind of just where it is for me.
Well, you have a lot of information medically, but also holistically, that I'm sure that a lot of our interest is interested.
Well, having grown up the way I did, you know, the importance of body, mind, and spirit was pivotal. I mean, I knew the importance of prayer and attitude because of the work that my parents did. And I knew the importance of the natural products and natural forces because of the work they did. So, you know, it's something that I came into, and it just seems like the right way to do things.
Well, I know that you're familiar with Edgar Cayce,
mm-hmm.
and he said in one of his readings that spirit is the life, mind is the builder, and the physical is the result. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, I think that's probably the undergirding philosophy for my for the way I practice medicine. And to me, it's sort of like having a 35-millimeter projector. That's the light, that's the life. The mind is the builder, is the slide that's put into that projector, and the physical is the result, it's what's projected on the screen. I think that in conventional medicine, what we have done has been to spend most of our time with what's projected on the screen. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, because if you don't have a screen, or you don't, or your screen is split or something, you're not going to get a good picture. But if you don't do something about the slide that's in the projector, which is the mind, it doesn't matter how nice and clean the screen is. And behind that, if you unplug the whole thing, it doesn't make any difference what's in the slide or the screen. And the unplugging it has to do with the spirit, which is you know, the spirit of love, the whole spiritual connection that we have with the divine and with each other.
Well, that's an interesting explanation. I hope that everybody understood that from your way of explaining it. It was great. You are going to be a keynote speaker this coming spring for a retreat at CBEC on Hood Canal, which
is
sponsored by the Association for Research and Enlightenment, and it will be April 12th through 14th. Your topic is the body electric. Could you explain what you're going to be saying and sharing with people then?
Well, our bodies are the house in which we dwell. It's the housing that keeps us going on this dimension. And in order for a house to work well, it has to have its connections. And the electrical connections in our bodies are the nervous system, which is both the conscious and the unconscious mind connected with that. But beyond that, there is the whole electrical connection that goes with... One of the things that we know by the use of acupuncture is that we are energetic beings who function within an electrical system. People who see auras can see this. The Chinese call it qi, the Indians call it prana. We call it spirit. And our bodies work within this electrical system. So that's basically what I'm going to be talking about.
That's fascinating.
It really is. It's very exciting.
It opens up a lot of new doors to seeing the commonality, how we also have so much in common that maybe people weren't aware of before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And people have known this really since the beginning of time.
Is this part of a changing philosophy in medicine today?
I hope so. I hope so, and I think it is. I think it is. We have MRIs, which deals with the magnetic system of the body, and we have things that we know work. Science is beginning to prove these ancient concepts.
I would like to remind my listeners that in Pierce County, they can call 253-584-1480 to get your dreams help today, and 253-804 5765 in King County. Call in with your dreams and let Dr. Gladys help you out today. This is a special treat. Take advantage of it, and we'll be back shortly. With Dr. Gladys, and we're
I'm here.
You are great. Are you feeling better?
I'm fine. I'm sorry.
That's no problem. It happens to me too. We're so glad everybody's listening today, and hopefully we'll get some people to call in with their dreams even. Before we go back to talking with Dr. Gladys, I would like to let my listeners know that next week we have Rob Grant, author of Are We Listening to the Angels, and his newest book, The Place We Call Home. February 27th, we will have Monica Myers discussing spiritual aspects of domestic violence. And in March 6th, we will have Frank Joseph, author of Edgar Casey's Atlantis and Lemuria, The Lost Civilizations in the Light of Modern Discoveries. And it is a fascinating book, which I'm reading now. So we want to go back and talk with Dr. Gladys about, there's a concept in medicine that is shifting, and she and I discussed this a little bit yesterday, but I'd like my listeners to hear about this because I think it's fascinating.
The whole aspect of us as spiritual beings is something that medicine is really becoming aware of, which is a good thing because what I was taught and what conventional medicine basically is geared towards is kind of like a killing machine. We kill everything. We kill bacteria. We eradicate AIDS. We eliminate diabetes. Our focus is towards destruction. In 1955, the PDR, which is the Physician's Desk Reference, was about a half an inch thick. And now it's about 4.5 inches thick.
My.
In other words, the amount of medication that we have to kill the number of diseases which we have just gets bigger and bigger. As I was talking to somebody about this a few months back, I said, I think what we really need to do is shift from the concept of killing towards living, and maybe what we really need to look for is living medicine. If we're alive, we're going to have pain, we're going to have diseases, we're going to even die. But the focus is shifted. It's not primarily focused on the disease. It's focused on life. And it's sort of like if you cut your finger off, the part that's cut off doesn't feel the pain. It's the part that's connected and alive that feels the pain. So I'm saying that I think our change in medicine needs to shift towards life and towards the enhancement of life. And which, of course, does encompass disease. It does encompass ways of dealing with that. It does include surgery and so on. But our focus is different.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Dr. Gladys. I've had a life-threatening illness and came to the understanding that at some time in my life, I really had chosen to die.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to make a new confirmation and decision that I really wanted to live.
Yeah.
And in doing that, my life changed completely, and I'm healthier today than I've ever been.
Isn't that wonderful? One of the things I like to ask my patients is, what do you want to get well for?
That's a wonderful question.
It's a pretty important question, you know, because what we want to get well for is different for everybody. And but just to identify the fact that there is a reason to get well is important.
I took a quote off your webpage last night, and it said, it is not about killing off a disease. It is seeing the patient as a whole person.
Right.
I think that's wonderful.
I think so, too. I think that's what it's about.
Well, so many of us are still trying to find that whole person in us, and it comes by little steps, obviously.
Well, and maybe we won't find it all, you know, this time. Maybe we just need to work on it a while. But the fact is that we keep working.
I think that's true. How does all the information we're talking about right now relate to your book, The Physician Within You?
Well, basically, the reason I wrote the book is because I think that we each one have within us that being, that physician, which knows why we get sick and knows what we can do about it. And for me, as I work with patients, that's the most important consultant that I have. And I depend on my patients to let me know what's going on and to work with it. Because, you know, as physicians, we really don't do any healing. We do our work. But I've watched beautiful jobs of surgery that don't heal. I've watched botched up jobs of surgery that heal very well. So the question is, who's doing the healing? And it's obvious that the physician's job is to do the work that they need to do, but it's obvious, too, then, that it's that physician within each person that needs to do the job of healing.
You
kind of, we're coaches in this process.
I didn't mean to interrupt. You encourage people to take responsibility for their own health in partnership with their physician. How did you come to this new concept in medicine?
I don't think it's a new concept. I think it's a new identification of something that's always been there. Mm. Physicians have always known that their responsibility is to give the information and do the work that needs to be done, but the patient needs to take the responsibility. If they don't, it doesn't matter how good we are. You know, a really good physician can not even help a person that doesn't want to be helped.
How true.
So, yeah. So it's just, I have a friend who says it's time we gave the body back to its rightful owner, which is the patient.
Uh-huh. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
How do you describe your work versus alternative medicine, as some people identify procedures other than those practiced by the American Medical Association?
Well, what I do is what we've called holistic medicine, and alternative medicine uses alternatives like acupuncture, like biofeedback, like naturopathic concepts. It uses alternatives. But holistic medicine says that we are whole beings, and the type of therapies that we use can include alternatives, but it also includes conventional medicine. In other words, we are not opposed to surgery if surgery is indicated. We're not opposed to antibiotics if they're indicated. But our primary focus isn't the antibiotics. It's the proper use of them. And so holistic medicine then, you know, when we started the American Holistic Medical Association, it took us 2 years to decide whether to spell it with an H or a W.
Mm. That's
and we finally decided that it had to be spelled with an H when we realized that the root word was the same root word as health and holy. And when we realized that, then we said, of course, it has to be spelled with an H.
That's fascinating. You promote the philosophy of balance in the body, mind, and spirit as an essential contributor to personal wellness, with a well-rounded understanding of their ability to contribute to our own wellness plan. This is the cornerstone of your foundation's purpose. If I were to attend your Phoenix experience for a week, what information and skills would I return with in this regard?
Well, hopefully what you would come away with would be the your own personal approach to what's going on in your life. In other words, how you would be able to adjust or even maybe transform what you've been doing in your life. And it would be a complete picture. Maybe diet is the primary thing. Maybe exercise is the primary thing. But maybe it's what you're doing with your life. Maybe it's time that you shifted your focus in life. It would be completely individual. We would work with your dreams. You'd have body work done, like massage therapies and that sort of thing. You'd work with a psychologist. We might have our naturopath do some work with you. But it would be an individual assessment of what you needed, and then we'd be working with that.
Can anybody go to your Phoenix experience?
Anybody, yeah, they can call and make an appointment and come through.
Well, that sounds like it'd be a really neat thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
We are still having open lines for people wanting to call in with their dreams. Pierce County, 253-584-1480. Call, pick up that phone, and let yourself get the help that is offered here today. King County, 253-804-5765. 253-804-5765. We're hoping that you stay tuned and hear some more wonderful information from Dr. Gladys McGarry. Keep tuned. We'll be back. Maryland Solutions with Dr. Gladys McGarry today. I would like to remind my listeners that I am starting metaphysical classes on Thursday evenings from 7 till 9 p.m. If you wish to be part of our group, please call me at 253-845-4907, or you can also reach me at 253-845-4907 for counseling or to make a contribution to continue this program on the air. And if you do choose to sponsor this program, please call Clay, K-L-A-Y, our station here, at 253-584-1480 to sponsor this show. We'd be glad to have you and add you on our agenda for the commercials that you hear. We would like to ask Dr. Gladys, she seems to know a lot about dreams and dream interpretation, if she would share some of her information with us right now.
I'd be happy to. We all dream. We don't all remember our dreams, but we all have between 5 and 7 dreams a night, the research shows. And in my experience, dreams are one of the safest and clearest ways of getting in touch with that position within us or with the unconscious that drives our what's going on in our lives. The problem is that the language of dreams is all symbolic, and so we have to begin to understand some of the symbols. Otherwise, it seems like gibberish. It'd be sort of like a German trying to understand French if he didn't know the language. So understanding the language of dreams becomes important. The language of dreams being symbolic means that everything that happens in the dream is about us. It's like a play. We're the producers, we're the actors, we're the furniture, we're the plot. Everything that happens in the dream is about us. Now, there are times when we dream about other people, but on the whole, everything is about us. And we can get, for me as a physician, it's very helpful to have patients paying attention to their dreams. I remember a patient years ago who had really bad headaches. And we had done everything. She'd had biofeedback. She'd had acupuncture. She'd had massages. She'd been neurologically tested, everything. And she still had these headaches. And then one day I went into the room, into the examining room, and she was waiting there for me, and she said, you know, I had a dream. And the dream was that she was in my office. She had one of her really bad headaches. And in the dream, she reached into her purse to get some pain medicine. And then in the dream, I came into the room, looked in her hand, and told her not to take those because what she had in her hand was 2 M&Ms. Now, in the dream, I symbolized the physician within her, and basically told her not to eat chocolate by saying, don't take those. I had talked to her about not eating chocolate before, but she hadn't paid attention to it. She thought that as long as I didn't know she was eating chocolate, it would make any difference. Now when she eats chocolate and gets one of her headaches, she doesn't come in to see me. But you see, she got that information from the dream. And that's the kind of thing that happens with dreams. We can get actually sometimes some actual healing happens with a dream. I had a patient that had really bad. She'd injured her wrist, and she had terrible pain in her wrist. And she'd had all kinds of therapy, and she still had pain in her wrist. And then she had a dream that she was looking at her wrist, and she saw a piece of cotton coming out of the center of the wrist. She began pulling on that cotton, and she pulled and pulled and pulled and pulled, and finally got it all out. And when she woke up, the pain was completely gone. So the dreams have such an important place to play in our lives. Sometimes a dream is just about refiling the stuff that goes on in the day, and it doesn't seem to be really important. But when you start to look at it, it may have more importance than you think. And the thing is that in order to start remembering your dreams, in case you don't, put a notebook by the side of your bed with your pen, and first thing in the morning when you wake up, write down whatever it is that comes to your mind. I don't care if it's a pink cow on a purple moon, you know. It's whatever comes to your mind, write it down. Don't try to interpret it to start with. Just write it down. And write with it what feelings you had, whether you woke up frightened or joyous, whether and maybe add what's going on in your life, like some major decision or something that you had to make. So dreams I find to be extremely helpful, both in diagnosis and in treatment of illnesses.
Well, that's good to know that people can find out from themselves what's going on.
Yeah, because the information's all there. You know, we know in our bodies, in our beings, what's going on. We just really don't like to pay attention to it a lot of times, like the lady with her chocolate.
Right. I want to have my listeners get the numbers one more time because they still have time to call in with their dreams. Pierce County, 253-584-1480. And in King County, toll-free, 253-804-5765. And I would like to remind our listeners that next week we have Rob Grant, who will be calling from Virginia and letting us know about his information in regards to spiritual writing that he does with his books. Dr. Gladys, when did you first learn about medical readings of Edgar Cayce and referred to them and his information?
About 1950, well, it was 1956. Bill had come out here to Arizona and had gotten interested in it. And when I came out, he came out in July, I came out with the children in January. And we began looking into the Edgar Cayce material. Interestingly enough, our first interest in it was the spiritual aspect of it, his approach to life itself, to dreams, to energy patterns, and so on. But Hewlin Cayce, Hewlin was Edgar Cayce's oldest son, used to come out about once a year for lectures, and he would say to us, "Why don't you folks get started with the medical readings?" And we'd say to him, "Hewlin, your dad was psychic. He knew what was going on with people. He kept changing the therapies, and they just don't make any scientific sense. And that we just can't do that." So that Hewlin would go away, and he'd come back the next year, and he'd say, "Why don't you guys do something with the physical readings?" We'd say, "Hewlin, your dad was psychic. We're not psychic." And this went on for a period of time until we finally understood that the Cayce readings were not talking about diseases, although that's the way they were focused. They were talking about physiological principles and energy patterns.
Could we take a break right now? We have a caller, Dr. Gladys,
okay,
who I'm sure wants to talk with you. Hang on just a moment. Okay. Our caller is on the air. Would you like to share your name?
Yes, my name is Mike.
Mike, what is your dream that you want to talk about?
Well, I've been into, you know, dreams maybe the last 5 or 10 years. I really, you know, believe wholeheartedly on them. But what I wanted to bring out real quick, like, was that on the last 3 days, I had a real strange dream where there was this individual that I was looking at. He was working on this car, and this car came down on him, and he was in the left front. His arm was underneath the left front wheel. And it came down, and it didn't come all the way down, but his arm and his hand was caught somewhere in between the wheel and the body of the vehicle, and I, you know, I was kind of concerned about that, and I was kind of wanted to see if...
Which arm was it?
Well, it was the right arm. It looked like it was the right arm.
Okay. Is there something in your life that is restricting your activities or your use of your right arm, whether it's riding or...
Nothing's restricting me other than I kind of maybe feel like I'm stuck right now. You know,
well, that's certainly what the dream sounds like, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think it had to do with something that might happen to me. You know, I was kind of concerned about that.
Usually, like I said, usually it's symbolic. Usually it's not, once in a while it is precognitive, but usually it's symbolic. Usually it's saying that there is something. Whose car was it?
Well, I don't know. See, I was looking from the, you know, obviously from the outside to, you know, I was looking from like across the street at the car and the individual. I couldn't make out who the individual was.
Uh-huh.
You know, to me, it seemed like it was another person. You know what I mean? I couldn't make out the kind of car it was.
Yeah.
It's
that other person within you that is probably restricting what it is that you're trying to do. And he's kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And probably what you need to do symbolically also is to lift that car off of his arm and get him moving again.
Oh, I see. That's probably what it is. Well, I've had some responsibilities that kind of really hit me, and I've been unable to really move ahead in my life. So.
Well, that's what it sounds like, and maybe you just need some help in lifting that car because maybe you can't do it by yourself.
Yeah, well. I wonder who I can get to help me with that.
Well, the nice thing is that when you start looking, people appear.
Yeah.
So once you start asking, if you look for help with it, I'll bet you somebody will show up that can help you lift that car and get you moving again.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Doctor. Like I said, I've been into, you know, holistic health and new ideas, and when I heard you on the radio, I thought give you a call because I've been, you know, I've been in dreams for quite a long time.
That's very nice.
Appreciate your information.
Okay.
All right. Thank you now.
Thank you for calling. Bye. We're glad to have you.
Yeah.
We were talking about Edgar Cayce, and we'll give the phone numbers one more time for the people needing to call in, and maybe someone else has a question for you also. In Pierce County, the number is 253-584-1480, in King County, 253-804-5765. We want to encourage people to call in to support this show at 253-845-4907. Or if you wish to sponsor this show, call Clay, K-L-A-Y, at 253-584-1480. We'll be back shortly. If you still have a dream, you still have time. Stay tuned. Thank you. Really having a good time talking with Dr. Gladys today, and she's answering questions about our dreams. Before we go back to talking with her, I want to remind people that if you have concerns and problems like the gentleman that called in, Evelyn Mulvey is a good person to call for your help. And you can contact her at her counseling center by calling 253-839-3642 or emailing her at Evelyn Mulvey, care of hotmail.com. And I want you to remember to visit my favorite store, Crystal Voyage, at Freight House Square, and enjoy all her wonderful items. She's just back from having bought some more, and you can go in and see all the new items. And if you are interested in Olala Recovery Centers, I have been there and lectured and know the wonderful work they do. And you can reach them at 1-800-882-6201. And they employ many of the holistic ideas that Dr. Gladys is talking about today. That would be a good place to avail yourself of that opportunity. Well, Dr. Gladys, we were talking about Edgar Cayce when we had our caller, so let's go back to that.
Okay, I was saying that when we once understood that what he was talking about was physiological principles, we were able to start working with it. And the first thing that we started working with, actually, was castor oil. And the reason we were able to do that is because Casey suggested that castor oil, when you put it on the skin, is picked up by the lymphatics of the skin and carried to the deeper lymphatics and cleans out the tissues. Now, if you've got clean tissue, you have healthy tissue. So he used it for so many different things, and I've used it for so many different things that my kids say they're going to put on my tombstone, "Here she lies in spite of castor oil."
That's great.
But the castor oil has been used for so many things. One of the things it's very helpful with is acute injuries. If you sprain your ankle and put a castor oil pack on and leave it on without heat, it's amazing how much relief you can get. And so it is with other tissues. What happens, the way to do it is to take a piece of cloth, hopefully, preferably wool flannel, but cloth of any kind, saturate it with castor oil, put it around the injured part of your anatomy, and put a piece of plastic over that. If you're using it without heat, as you would with an injured ankle, just wrap a towel around it and leave it on. If you're using it with heat, you want to put a heating pad or a hot water bottle on, and then you can pin a towel around to keep it in place. Now, for something like menstrual cramps or abdominal pain, it's one of the best therapies, but you have to be careful with abdominal pain that you don't use heat if it's not indicated. In other words, acute abdominal pain, you should never, ever use heat.
Oh, that's interesting to know. You have written a book about birthing called Born to Live, and you had some interesting things that you shared with me yesterday. Would you share those with our listeners, too?
Yeah, I really believe that each one of us, and a lot of this comes from the Casey material, we all choose where we're born and when we're born. We think we have no control over it, but as I listen to people who have been either regressed or who have spontaneous memories of their birth or comments that small children make, I think that's true. I think that we choose the families and we choose the time and place and so on, because that's important for our soul growth. We've got kind of a fun story in our family. My two youngest children they're both doctors now, and they're both really good friends. But when they were five and seven. They used to get into battles about things, you know, and most of the time Bill and I ignored it, but this one time it was getting kind of heavy. So I took David aside, and Bill took Helene, and he said to her, "Now, you know, if you don't, you've got to learn to get along with David. If you don't, you're going to come back as his wife or something." But more than that, he said, "Even more important than that, you know you chose this family." And quick as a flash, she said, "I know that, but that's before I knew David was coming."
That's cute.
So, you know, when you pay attention to stories like that, these are spontaneous things that children say. And I found that when we begin to look at our families, and Casey said that it was our most important workshop was our family. So I've watched this through the years, and have found that the work that is done with birthing and the importance of being conscious at the time of birth is really helpful. I began, I created what we call the Baby Buggy program back in the early 70s because women at that point were having their babies at home whether we liked it or not. And when they got into trouble, they'd call me. And that was a lot of, you know, sometimes too late. So we created this van, which would the midwife or I would drive to the home and deliver the baby at home. But it was equipped so that we could get the mother or the baby to the hospital if need be. Now, the whole business of birthing has changed. Now we have birthing rooms, and we have people that, you know, the families that can be there. The woman can deliver the baby the way she chooses, and it's a completely different world than it was when I was in medical school and shortly after. So that whole area of work, I think, has been very important.
I'm sure it has. It's really fascinating what you're telling us today. For those people that are out there that were choosing to attend the ARE Spring Seebeck Retreat that's coming up and sponsored by the ARE Pacific Northwest Region, so that you could hear more wonderful information from Dr. Gladys, call 1-888-812-3386. They can give you more information about the upcoming retreat and a brochure for registration. It's a wonderful opportunity for a weekend of fun and learning on Hood Canal. Remember to call 1-888-8.
And the setting is beautiful.
Oh, to me, it's the most spiritual place in this area. I started going there in high school because a friend of mine has a home on Hood Canal. And when I go to the spring retreats or the summer retreats at Seebeck, it is just inspiring to me.
It really is. It's beautiful country, and the people are wonderful.
I agree. I've been there, and I've enjoyed it, and I met you the first time there.
Mm-hmm.
And the number again is 1-888-812-3386 for your opportunity to see Dr. Gladys in person at the Spring Seebeck. Don't miss this wonderful weekend. I wanted to ask you, when did the Gladys T. McGeary Foundation open, and what kind of programs do you provide?
Well, we started in 1989. What happened was that my daughter and I had just moved over here to Scottsdale from the ARE clinic, and I had a patient come in and hand me a $500 check, and I said, I can't take that. I don't have a nonprofit status. And she said, I don't care if you buy hats with it. So I said to my daughter, we need to do something because people are interested in this work and they want to see it go forward. So it took us 2 years, but we finally got our nonprofit status. And the purpose for creating it was to bridge the gap between conventional and holistic medicine. And as I look back over the years, that a lot of that work has really been done. Holistic medicine at that time was kind of almost a bad word, and now it's a household word. People use it in so many different contexts. But our programs are working with doing lectures, having people lecture on different subjects. We have a preceptorship program, which has to do with senior medical students coming and spending a month with physicians in this area who are doing this kind of work. And that's been from medical schools all over the country. Somebody, you know, students that want to look at or participate in holistic medicine can write to the foundation, and we'll set that up. We also have a program that is evolving for Russian physicians. It's an interesting thing that when the Soviet Union collapsed, the physicians found themselves with a great deal of medical knowledge. They knew how to practice medicine, but they didn't know how to run an office. They didn't know how to get the patient back from the front office, what to do about payments, nothing of that sort. And so one of the things that they want to do is to come over here and work with physicians in this area who have been practicing medicine. They've been doing the business of medicine. So the, the Russians are also interested in alternatives, and so they'll get some information about that. But their primary interest, which was surprising to me and fascinating, was the business of medicine. So there are things like that that we're doing. We're working with the Apaches in northern Arizona, and we're working with a school in south west Phoenix, which is in the really difficult part of Phoenix. And, you know, so they're just different areas of our work, which is ongoing.
Well, you have so many irons in the fire.
Yeah.
And I want to congratulate you that your newsletter, Health Links, is now a magazine instead of just a newsletter.
Thank you.
And I found it on your webpage, www.mcgaryfoundation.com, mcgaryfoundation.com, which is one word. And I found that you had a wide variety of articles, topics, mm-hmm. and techniques, remedies, and advice in your magazine. And
yeah.
people will be more than interested to be able to look it up on the web and be able to get the information.
Yeah, I'd encourage them to do that.
Also, I'm sure this is tax season, and you would encourage people, too, if they're interested, to support your foundation as a tax deduction.
It would be very nice.
And they could contact you through your webpage, right?
That's right.
So if they also want to spend that week with you at Hood Canal, they need to call 1-888-812-3386 and have that opportunity, which is something that would be very memorable for them. I would like to let everyone know that next week Rob Grant will be here. Please be sure and tune in next Wednesday at noon. And if you are interested in having my counseling services, classes, or to make a contribution to this show, please call 253-845-4907. Or my email is Marilyn, Marilyn, at angelicasgifts.com. We just want to thank you, Dr. Gladys, for being here. You have been so enlightening to us with your information. You have so much to offer people, and it's not even touching the surface today on the air. We wish that people will get your books and find out more of how you are helping us in the 21st century of healing.
It's my pleasure.
Well, thanks again, and I hope you have a lovely day. And we
appreciate
all your information that you have provided for us. And everybody, please be sure to stay tuned next Wednesday again for Solutions with Marilyn. And be sure to, like we had a listener today call in, that you can do that also. And we'll be waiting for your call next week. Thank you, and have a wonderful day, everybody out there. And don't forget us next week, Solutions with Marilyn, on KLAY 1180, your radio talk show. Thank you. Have a wonderful time. Amen. Back for everyone.
Thank you, Marilyn. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Marilyn Solutions. Listen again next week for another informative show with guests from coast to coast. For a copy of today's program or a copy of her new book, Roses Have Thorns, and videotapes on empowerment and spiritual tools for healing domestic violence, write to KLAY in care of Marilyn Solutions, 10025 Lakewood Drive Southwest, Tacoma, Washington, 98499. Or visit her website at Marilyn@angelicasgifts.com.
Many people are looking for a new direction and a lift in spirit. Hello, I'm Reverend Marilyn, a counselor, teacher for over 30 years, and a spiritual advisor for addictions, codependency, domestic violence, past lives, and holistic healing. Join me every Wednesday at noon for Marilyn's Solutions, a program sure to be of interest to everyone. We will talk with guests from coast to coast, offering a wide range of talents and information. That's Marilyn's Solutions, Wednesdays at noon on your news and information station, KLAY 1180.